how has the state benefited from the church? Yes, we understand the concept of the separation of church and state, and we know that many people abuse that and have abused it and will continue to abuse it, no doubt. But from the practical perspective, how has the state benefited by the presence of the church in our history as a nation?
It's very, very clear that the state, that the government benefits by religion, big time. Secularists who think that government does not benefit by religion are absolutely nuts. If you want to have limited government, if you want to have small government, if you want to have less police and less prisons, you've got to have the church. What does the church offer the government? It basically offers the people of America and the people of any country an internal moral system of knowing right from wrong. And the more the people believe in the Ten Commandments, not in every case, but the more the people believe and live by the Ten Commandments, the less they will murder, they will steal, they will lie, they will engage in sexual sin. In other words, if you want to have a government with less police, then each citizen must learn how to police himself or herself, and that's what religion does for government.